This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, National Veterinary Services Laboratories, confirmed detection of antibodies to pseudorabies virus in a small commercial swine facility in Iowa. This confirmation was a result of routine testing, not pre-movement surveillance. Initial traceback indicates that the five affected boars came from an outdoor facility in Texas. Animals from that herd also tested positive for pseudorabies. We will hear more from Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4, location?
Graber back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5EC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy says that the state has been following protocols to contain the disease.
Since last weekend, we have been working on a coordinated response with USDA, APHIS, and we've been preparing for this now for this type of event now for many, many years. Many of you know that Iowa has had a number of high path avian influenza cases over the last couple of years. And so our team is very well oriented to this type of response and the type of activities that we're undertaking. So this is exactly what we prepare for, why we have the team in place that we do.
Secretary Nagy says the testing was performed quickly, in part due to the testing facilities in place in Iowa.
The initial testing was done at Iowa State University Vet Diagnostic Lab, and then the confirmatory testing was done literally across town at the NVSL, the USDA NVSL laboratory. And again, very fortunate that we have those two amazing world-class facilities right in Ames, Iowa.
This detection does not pose a risk to consumer health or affect the safety of the commercial pork supply. There may be limited short-term impacts on exports of U.S. swine or swine genetics. This marks the first known case of pseudorabies in commercial swine since 2004, when it was eradicated from the commercial swine industry. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.